This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
There are also allegations. May as well get these out there while we're having a conversation about allegations. We just talked with Edwin Shorty Jr., who is one of your opponents in this race and wants to be sheriff. Mm-hmm. There's a current attack ad running that claims you were suspended 6 times under mm-hmm. 4 different police chiefs mm-hmm. during your tenure as an NOPD officer and moving up through the ranks, up to and including allegations of a violent confrontation with another officer, with vandalism and violence in those allegations. How do you respond to the claims that he just told us last hour are part of your record from Public Integrity? And he says they're not allegations, they're facts.
As a public servant, my record is public. He suggests that I was hiding it. There's no way for me to hide it. Anyone can go and do a public records request and get my record. What he doesn't want you to know is that one of those allegations were overturned. It was overturned. He's not going to say that. One of them was as simple as a car accident where I hit a parked car. He's not going to tell you that. So he's being disingenuous about it. And the most egregious lie that he's telling is that my disciplinary record stopped me from being the permanent superintendent. And that is an outright lie. I was vetted each and every time that I was promoted to sergeant, lieutenant, captain, and then ultimately the superintendent of police. And as far as my disciplinary record, you know, I'm like I said, it's public. I would never hide from it. And anybody is, it's public record for anybody to go and see. And discipline is supposed to change behavior. Well, I was disciplined. My behavior changed. And as you can see, if someone is interested in going get the full record and look at it, that from those moments on, I went on to become a sergeant, a lieutenant, a captain, and ultimately the superintendent of police. But more importantly, I was vetted each and every time. And that means vetting my disciplinary record, vetting my body, my entire body of work. And it did not stop me from rising through the ranks. And he wants to suggest that it was favoritism or nepotism of some sort. You have to take exams to be a sergeant, lieutenant, or a captain. There's a civil service exam you have to take. And then all the other things are considered before you're promoted. And like he says, I was disciplined under different police chiefs, but I was also promoted under 4 different police chiefs. And so I think he's being disingenuous, and it's an absolute untruth that that's why I am not the permanent superintendent. Again, referring back to this federal indictment, if you really want to know the facts, read it, pay attention. When it comes to fruition, everyone will know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.